This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We are doing a juz a day, and alhamdulillah, we're at juz number 16. Walillahi alhamd. We passed the halfway mark of the Quran. We find ourselves in the 18th chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Kahf, the cave, and we said that this surah, it has four essential important elements. And they revolve around four main tests that human beings are tested with. The first of them, a test of faith, a test of wealth, a test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing us with knowledge and its practice. And fourth and finally, power, authority, and governance over others. And each of them is an arduous test, but combined together, it is something that is very difficult for a person who is not in tune with the light of revelation. So the first three tests are addressed in the previous juz. The people of the cave are tested with belief, and they have to hide their faith and hide in a cave to remove from themselves from persecution. They would rather leave their society and live abreast from them than to lose their faith, and they have to hold on to it tightly. The second test is a test of wealth, and it comes in the form of the man, the two neighbors of two neighboring gardens, and the man that owned a garden who thought that it's all by his hard work and effort and how great his rooting system was and his agricultural basis, and Allah caused it to become nothing the next morning, and he regretted making himself at par with Allah. The third is a test of knowledge, and it's Moses alayhi salam assuming that he was the most knowledgeable of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creatures walking the earth, and Allah shows him Al-Khidr, who had knowledge that was intimate from Allah that Musa had not received. And that knowledge is something that can always be acquired. وَفَوْقَ قُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And above everyone endowed with knowledge, there's always someone who knows more. And it's not about how much you know, but how much you practice of what you know. The fourth one in the beginning of this juz is about Dhul Qarnayn, the man who governed two eras, or the person of the two horns, or the two epochs. And it is a story that relates to justice, helping others, and it's a sign of the Day of Judgment. And it mentions Ya'juj and Ma'juj, which are one of the 10 signs proclaimed by the Prophet ﷺ that all human beings will accept when they emerge as being a sign of the change in this world, heralding the next life. And they're mentioned in the biblical sources as Gog and Magog, and they're addressed in the Quran in that sense. Now, these are powerful, powerful lessons learned of the Prophet ﷺ. The first lesson of the people of the cave is to be steadfast and accepting of Allah's difficulties that we're tested with in life, and to do the best we can. Number two, to be humble and have humility even when you're blessed with wealth, to know that Allah who has given it to you is capable of removing it, and to ask Him to increase us with His barakah rather than to have pride and arrogance. And number three, Musa and Al-Khidr, is that knowledge and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond human knowledge and human ability. And it's not just what you know, but that practicing it, what is important. And the fourth and final element of Surah Al-Kahf is to use your power and your authority to be in the help of others, and rather than it to be of having others be at your servitude and assistance. The next surah is Surah Maryam, and it begins with Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Sad, and these are disjointed letters that are miraculous in their nature, in the sense that nobody knows their meaning except Allah and the Prophet ﷺ, and yet that's okay. It means that there are details in the Quran that you and I will escape us, and it's not something that I have to know what every letter in it means for me to believe in it in its entirety and totality. Surah Maryam is a powerful chapter of the Quran. It revolves around the conceptualization of purity. And there is the words that relate to purity in the very essence of its title. Maryam can be translated the anointed pure one, alayha salam, the mother of Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him. And in it as well is Zakariya, which his name comes from Zakah, which means the purified one, and Yahya, the one who had a pure life. And all of these are allusions to that concept. And purification, which is an underlying theme, comes into the purification of the heart, the purification of the body and clothes and physical proximity, and the purification of our intentions in worship towards Allah and that which what we say in adoration and in dealings with others. Purification in our dua and seeking Allah in all of its capacities are important themes. Now, there's a number of prophets and messengers that are mentioned. The solidifying factor between all of the prophets and messengers is family relations. And this surah is really about parenthood. Zakaria wants a son. Maryam alayhi salam is going to be a mother of a son without having had a husband. Jesus is going to be a son who grows up without a father. Musa and Harun are two brothers who cooperate on truth. The story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who has to contend with his father not being a believer. Ismail, who's with his father, who is a believer, and he's ordered by Allah to maintain وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. He used to regularly enjoin upon his children and his family to maintain their prayers. Idris alayhi salam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, all of them are mentioned in this surah in one way or another, solidifying relationships about families. And that's the way that Allah instructs us in this surah. So Prophet Yahya and Zakaria, it's about the acceptance of dua, not to give up, to keep asking for it, and not to be restrained. Maryam alayhi salam and Prophet Isa alayhi salam. It's a test for Maryam that her life was so easy worshipping Allah and doing that which was good, and Allah blessed her with the angels coming and speaking with her and providing her food and all of that which we know from the Quran. And yet, the greatest test is the adversity that she had to face and the false accusations that would be bore against her. Yahya alayhi salam, the miraculous, immaculate conception of Yahya, as well as Isa alayhi salam, is made equal. Yahya came to a father and mother who hadn't had children, who had given up hope, who were beyond physical capacity of carrying a child, and yet they, by the power of Allah, carried a child. In the same way, so did Maryam. And therefore, إِذَا أَرَادَ أَمْرًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, which is repeated often in the surah, that Allah simply says, be, and it becomes by the power of Allah. The next is the trial of Yahya alayhi salam, that he would be martyred, and that Isa alayhi salam, they would try to do the same with him, but Allah would save him. And in the story, we find the concept of zakah and salah repeated often with all of them. Musa and Harun, cooperating upon the truth, calling people to good, were true believers. Ismail alayhi salam, Sami Allah, he would keep his promises to Allah, ordered his family to maintain the salah and to give the zakah. Idris was elevated to a high status, and our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best of the best, who the angels come to him and answer and descend upon him with the answers from Allah for asking the questions that are being asked of him, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The word ar-Rahmah and Rahman is mentioned more than 20 times in Surah Maryam. And if you look at it, you'll find it in the surah. Look at the places where it's found. It will give you an insight in how to earn it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, there are five fruits of taqwa. Five important things that you receive from taqwa that are mentioned in the surah. You receive the love of Allah, the protection from a rabid enemy. You receive protection from the shaitan. You are blessed and increased in your rizq, and that you are promised Jannah. May Allah make us of the people of taqwa. Allahumma ameen. And Surah Maryam ends with a description of the Day of Judgment, that everyone shall enter hellfire, except those who are favored by Allah shall be saved from it and shall be brought out and entered into Jannah. And then Allah says, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِ. The heavens are likely to rip open and the mountains to crash at the claim that he has taken and begotten a son. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. The next chapter in this juz number 16 is Surah Taha, which chronicles the life of Musa alayhi salam, from how he was saved from Fir'aun to his whole lifestyle and everything about him. It had three main sections: the attributes of Allah, that he is Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa, elevated above his arsh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who descends the Quran upon us. It has the story of Musa and all of the different elements in it as they relate to the magicians and how Allah saved him and the migration into the Sinai. And then it gives these as lessons to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The truth will set you free. To be a person who follows what is right will lead you to the truth. And your people may have heard the truth, but they can go back into corruption as the people of Moses followed and worshipped the golden calf after being saved by Allah. So focus on your family. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And be patient is the solution and an outcome in this life. Adam alayhi salam and his responsibility to his family is also mentioned. That brings an end to juz number 16 of the daily tafsir with your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.